In the greatest transportation exercise seen since the campaigns of Edward III, Wolsey shipped over the entire ruling class of England. Earls, bishops, knights of the shire, 5,000 men, including, in a display of unconvincing humility, the cardinal himself on muleback, dressed in crimson velvet. Music played, wine ran red and white from fountains, a great deal of heron got eaten. The two kings spent hours trying on glamorous outfits that could be worn only once. They wrestled not only with knotty problems of state, but with each other, the nimbler Francis at one point throwing Henry on his back. No doubt he laughed, no doubt he hated it. Somewhere in the middle of all this overdress melee was a young English woman, a lady-in-waiting to Claude, the wife of the French king. This was the woman who would bring Wolsey's immense house of power crashing down in ruins, and with it, inconceivably, the power of the Roman Church in England. Her name was Anne Boleyn.